This is Chef Andrew Gruhl, the founder of Slapfish Restaurant Group, and you're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. And this is my go-to spot for all things food-related in Southern California.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball and Ducks hockey. And spring training exhibition scene is in full swing right now. And following us today is Cactus League play with the Halos playing the San Francisco Giants. So stay with us. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the SoCal Restaurant Show. Thanks for being out there. We do appreciate it. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. And as a matter of fact, if you go to our Facebook feed right now, you will see some imagery of head butcher John Escobedo at Huntington Meats and Sausages at the original Farmer's Market in all his glory. There's some delicious looking meat there. I'm glancing at it right now. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And glad to say Aaron is in technical excellence with us this morning. Thanks, Aaron. The neighborhood butcher shop that offers full service, a wide variety of meats, customization, but more important, offering genuine personal service. And that also means that your neighborhood butcher can provide you with recipe suggestions and cooking techniques. Looked like it was an endangered species a decade ago, and fortunately, it is coming back with a vengeance. And a wonderful local neighborhood butcher shop in the original Farmer's Market at 3rd and Fairfax in Los Angeles that has been around through all of this, the peaks and valleys, is Huntington Meats and Sausages. Their head butcher, John Escobedo, has actually been artfully cutting meat for 35 years. Do you think he knows a thing or two about choosing a good steak? I would say so, but plus a whole lot more. And it is a pleasure to welcome John Escobedo back to the SoCal Restaurant Show. John, good morning and welcome.
Hey, good morning, Andy. Good to hear you again.
Thanks. So, Jim let you go for a few minutes, particularly on a Saturday morning?
Yeah, we've been swamped this morning, but I was able to escape for a bit.
John, again, we appreciate it because, again, weekends at the original Farmer's Market, not exactly the slow season, and they like to keep you busy. John, you're obviously a journeyman as a butcher, and this is something that runs in your family because if I'm remembering correctly, your daughter has followed in your footsteps. How unusual.
Yes, my daughter has cut for a little while now, probably about 8 to 9 years now, I believe.
You didn't try to talk her out of it?
I did, but that's something that she wanted to do. She wanted to be close to her daddy, and she started cutting. So we went from there.
And how would you rate her skills, John?
I would rate them probably about at 8, 9 right now. She's doing really good. She wants to outdo me, and that's a good thing. It keeps it competitive, and it always makes it great to have someone like that.
Of course, and you know, as we would say, in all modesty, she's learning from the best.
Yes, she is.
John, just review for our listeners before we talk about some of the specifics that are available at Huntington Meats and Sausages. What does a neighborhood butcher shop provide to your guests, to your customers, that they can't get at a conventional supermarket?
Well, they get the knowledge. They get the one-on-one conversation with the butcher, actually get what they're looking for. We talk about recipes. We talk about ideas to make. On the other hand, with the same piece of meat, it's just a big friendship. It's a family deal that we got going on here, where you don't get that in your grocery market no more.
So, you know, just expanding on what you're saying, John, you really know your customers and your customers know you. And also, as I understand it, you're a pretty serious home cook. So you really bring a perspective to this that from the consumer point of view, boy, is that valuable.
Oh, yeah. You know, if you're going to sell it, you got to know what it tastes like. You got to know how to prepare it. And that's great, you know, and you got your customers, you know, they always have a question on cooking times, temperatures, and things like that. So it's always good to know what you're doing with it.
Absolutely. Now, one of the specialties at Huntington Meats and Sausages is house-made sausages. Before we talk about exotics, tell us a little bit about these house-made sausages.
We do probably about 25 to 30 different sausages. We do any custom sausage that a customer asks for. We do them all by hand. We do all the grinding here with all. We do nice heritage pork for the pork sausages. We do ABF chicken for the chicken sausages. We do Colorado lamb for our lamb sausages. And we do them all here in-house. They're all ground, twisted, and stuffed here.
Again, just, you know, this is a point of personal pride that, you know, you're just not going to see in the supermarket situations.
Exactly.
John, you mentioned lamb in passing. To help educate our listeners, there's premium lamb that now is available in the United States from Australia, New Zealand, and Colorado. What are the differences between those types of lamb from a butcher's perspective?
Well, the Colorado lamb, it's a lot milder. It feeds on grass, but it also feeds on some grain, so it makes it taste a lot milder. Your taste is more like a steak. Where you're New Zealand, you're Australian, you get more grass fed on that. So you get more of an iron taste from the grass from that, a little more deeper flavor. Some customers, they thrive on that nice deep flavor of it. And others, they like the mild flavor. So it's kind of like our customers are kind of like 50-50 right now.
So in other words, in terms of one of your guests, one of your customers buying lamb, if they give you the flavor profile that they're looking for, you can then give them a specific recommendation that really goes back to specifically what they're looking for.
Exactly. Exactly. A lot of them will come up and they'll be like, we don't see no Australian lamb this way today. I said, no worries. I got it in the back room and we'll take care of them. Some make it a point to always get a New Zealand or an Australian. Where others, they like just straight Colorado lamb, where it's because it's so mild.
Got it. Now, something else that you have as a subspecialty at Huntington Meats and Sausages at the original Farmers Market is exotic meats, so-called wild game. We keep hearing about John. Ostrich being the next big thing. I kind of have mixed feelings about it because the ostrich I've tasted, you know, has kind of been a little on the dry side. Tell us what you can do to make ostrich wonderful.
You can mix in some olive oil along with your recipes, and that'll give it that little extra flavor but still be lean when you're doing different recipes. I did an ostrich meatloaf for a TV segment, and it came out beautiful. We used a little olive oil in there just to make give it that little richness into it, and we used just your old-fashioned meatloaf recipe, and it was amazing.
You know, John, that does sound like an interesting way to go with the ostrich, for sure. For that same TV segment that you were talking about that was last year on KTLA 5, mm-hmm. You also brought out some camel. And the two on-air personalities, boy, when they heard camel, did they get scared? And that was Frank Buckley, and it's actually kind of funny to watch. What you did with the camel, though, looked absolutely delicious. So tell us what the preparation was from there. And John, just so you know, I wouldn't be scared to try camel.
No, it's actually pretty good. I like it better out of all the venison and the elk. I just think it has a little more fat to it, so it gives a little more extra flavor. So what we did with that was we made a South African camel meatball. We seasoned it out with breadcrumbs. We actually deep fried them in a real light canola oil. Let them sit. But the flavors in it were all South African. Some cumin's in there, and it brought that, the meat itself brought that flavor out. It just kind of popped as soon as you bit into it.
John, sounds good to me. Now, we should explain to our audience, because they probably wonder where these exotic meats are coming from that we also have categorized as wild game. Please understand that these food products are all farm-raised, they're USDA-inspected, and they're humanely raised and harvested. Would you like to add anything else to that, John? Because, again, we do want people to understand what the source of these products is, just so nobody gets nervous.
Well, they're raised here in the United States and New Zealand. They are, everything's gone through customs and USDA when they're imported. Everything is all to the highest quality, so you can't worry about nothing. No, you're not going to get a bad piece of meat out of whatever type of game you're looking for, because the company we go through, they go after the highest quality there is. So that's why we picked that company, and we've been with them since probably about 83, I believe, and when they were just a small time company.
And no, I know who you're talking about, John, and they have a great reputation and continue to grow every year. So it all makes sense. John, as we need to say goodbye, what is the best website for Huntington Meats?
I believe it's www.huntingtonmeats.com.
And that's spelled...
Would it be our website, yes.
Yeah, and it just for our listeners, HUNTINGTON, meats.com. They follow the hours of the original farmer's market, and not putting words into John's head, but when you're there, please ask for John. He'd love to say hello and show you what he can do. John, appreciate...
Come on down.
and believe me, John is there. John, appreciate the time. And again, just as someone who is a longtime foodie and appreciates what goes into sourcing quality ingredients, I am just so glad that the full-service specialized neighborhood butcher shop is making a revival, and that Huntington Meats and Sausages at the original farmer's market is leading the way. And say hello to Jim for me.
I will. Thank you, Andy. Good hearing you again.
Thanks, John. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we come back, we're traveling with Darlee Newman, the on-air personality and producer of the Travels with Darlee segments that are on PBS. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.